Prince Edward County's friendship with Krusty Leaf Ukraine is taking shape through a local fundraising effort to support children in the war-affected municipality. The Rotary Club of Picton and the county have joined forces to raise money for soccer balls that will be sent to Krusty Leaf this fall. Dawn Leslie of the Picton Rotary Club tells us more. Dawn, you're part of the Picton Rotary that's a big part of this project. How did they come up with this idea?
Well, actually, we were approached by the mayor. So when council agreed to put a working group together, they wanted a sponsoring organization. So, and at that time, we had just had, I think, our second Ukrainian fundraising dinner. So it was kind of known in the community that we were already doing support to Ukraine. So he approached the club. I was the president at the time of the Rotary Club of Picton. And he said, look, we're looking for a sponsoring organization. Here's what you need to do. It's really to lend our expertise, particularly in things like fundraising and some organizing of events. That's really what they were looking for. So we were very pleased to put our name forward on it and join the working group.
And you've raised quite a bit of money so far, especially tonight with the donations. About how much have we got so far?
We had 4,000 coming in today, which was actually more than we thought we were going to get. I haven't counted the cash in the jar or who donated online. We got at least one more check for 250. So now we had the two soccer ball projects. We split them originally because it was about $8,000 for 400 soccer balls. And we didn't think we'd get the money that fast. But we have. So the first set of soccer balls will go off. That's the junior size. They'll go off to the elementary schools. And then we'll start working on the others. And the way this is going, hopefully we'll have it all there by the fall when they're back at school.
And they are also looking for school supplies. So is the Rotary looking into that right now? Or?
Yeah, it's not so much Rotary as it's the working group. So we've had people go out to some of the big school, like Staples and things like that. And we're working through that because a lot of them have charity organizations. Because we like to kind of procure locally and ship it over there. Mm-hmm. We're not really, the working group and the municipality is not in there to just send money. Mm-hmm. We're not that type of an agreement. The friendship agreement with Krasiev. We're looking into that. The other one they really need is portable generators. And that's really for the children when they have an air raid. When they go into the shelters, they have all their tablets in that, and they just don't have, if they can be in there for quite a while, they just don't have a way to power them. So that's something we're looking at, but that's European, and that's a lot of it. But that's the long-term projects that we're looking at.
Do you have anything else to add?
Nope. We're just, as we really get going now, we'll be looking for community support. So when these initiatives come up, I understand from the municipality, the website will be up shortly for more information. And that's where people can come. And that's what we're looking at, is really get the community in this, and the working group can kind of sit back and let the fine people of Prince Edward County handle the rest.
I asked Mayor Ferguson about the project.
Well, we went through a fairly extensive research project trying to identify a community that was of similar size and population to Prince Edward County. And after several months of research, a team of researchers identified CrossFit as a pretty close match. So that's how it was effectively chosen.
And this agreement is really not war effort. This is more supportive of their culture and children and sports and education. Is that right?
Yeah, it's not to support the war effort. We're not providing weapons or anything like that. It's to really support the residents and the kids of Krusty Leaf. And that's why the working group is starting with soccer balls, because Mayor Ostrovska of Krusty Leaf identified that as one of their immediate needs. So that's where we'll start, and we'll see where it goes from there. But the idea is to support the kids and the population of Krusty Leaf.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.